Hey, it's Spencer Forman from WP Launchify, special correspondent for the WP Minute. Today's topic, the future of the WordPress stack. I want to talk about the block editor, themes, full site editing, and how things have changed from the good old days of PHP versus today's requirement to have React and other high-level skill sets. Now, one of the things that I lament a little bit through recent conversations with people who've been developing things in WordPress since the early days is that back then we sort of had a Bob Ross learn how to paint scenario. You could basically just pick up some CSS and HTML and PHP skills and lessons and tools and tips and start to create things as you go. There wasn't a need to have a deeper understanding of the entire PHP language or all of CSS. You could literally fake it till you make it. And the reason for that was primarily that those languages were much, much more basic than React in many ways. You didn't have to have a larger understanding of where things were going or a complete knowledge of how to put things together to make them operate. Now, the other part of the good old days, which maybe, like the song says, were not so good, is that there wasn't 40%+ of the internet running on WordPress, and we didn't have a marketplace to start immediately selling the things that we were making. Sure, lots of people had some early progress and some success, but it was really a fraction of what happens today, where all of the plugins and the themes and the other functionality are finally, and I think rightfully, starting to consolidate into what is a more cohesive platform and a more logical marketplace. Whether it be for small business or solopreneurs or even for the enterprise, WordPress is undeniably the platform of choice for anybody who wants something to run their business. Now, if you are going to be in 2022 and beyond developing some new idea, unfortunately, you're really not going to get very far if all you know are the basic skill sets of PHP, HTML, and CSS. And for many people, that feels a little bit uninclusive. In other words, it feels like, why do I need to bother? That's just a lot of work. And for many people who have already built successful plugin and theme businesses, it also feels like a bit of a fork in the road, because it's undeniable that in order to make your plugin or your theme or your other solutions attractive, it's gonna have to work with Gutenberg, the native block editor. And in order to do that, that's gonna mean you have to either hire the skills or you're gonna have to learn the skills in order to build things that work with Gutenberg. And React is not complicated, but it's definitely in a different category, much like many languages are, from PHP. So, what does this mean? This means that I think we're going to see in this year and beyond a real change in the way that plugins are created and plugins are monetized. We're going to see the same thing in the theme market. Right now, for example, there's a debate as to whether there should be 5,000 full site editing themes, or maybe there should be, like I talked about in a previous WP Minute episode, a canvas theme, something upon which everybody agrees, much like Bootstrap did, to build their wares, to build their solutions. Whichever way it goes, undeniably, there's going to be a need for someone who's creating that solution to use React and the other tools and skills required to be compatible with Gutenberg. So, for those that are interested in doing so, there is a need for an investment, either their own skills or an investment in a team. And likewise, there's an opportunity. If you think a little bit about baseball teams, they have farm clubs. The farm clubs are where they take high schoolers and other people with talent who are not maybe polished enough for the big leagues, and they see which ones will float to the surface, and then they get the call to the show, and they're taken up and given a shot at the big leagues. Well, I see the same kind of metaphor applying to WordPress. There'll be lots of cool ideas and maybe lots of MVPs that are sort of worked out with little gadgets and maybe some simple PHP. But ultimately, in order to become monetizable, they're going to have to be built to be compatible with the block editor and the rest of the ecosystem. And in order to do that and be competitive, it's realistically going to require a much larger team than a sole developer. It's going to also require funding in order to be competitive in a space where there are literally going to be large budgets spent on marketing. There's going to be a need for that kid to be taken up to a team where they're published as the next big pitcher, and they're giving the information to understand how to play in the big leagues in order to be competitive and not be overwhelmed by all the other professionals. So, do I lament this? Do I have some nostalgia? Do other people feel the same way? My belief is that we are all enjoying a renaissance right now. When we first started in WordPress back in 2006, or at least for me, I had no idea that this was anything more than just a fun place to play. And it's really ironic because now it's the place I not only make my livelihood, but it's the place where I feel I've accidentally been transported in time to some kind of opportunity that maybe might have existed in the 1990s with Microsoft had it not been a private closed platform. WordPress being open source and all of the playing field being equal gives each and every one of us an opportunity here to appreciate and maybe take advantage for our own purposes of whichever niche in this ecosystem we want to occupy. And for many of us, including myself, that means a reality check that, yes, it was fun when we all sat around the campfire and did our Bob Ross paintings and we all shared how to do little PHP and HTML and CSS snippets and functions. But realistically, now the focus has to be on building things that are purposeful for the existing Gutenberg environment that will complement the features that we all need and want finally at the core, including full site editing, the themes, block editor tools, and more. And even if that means that we're not prepared to learn React or the other high-level skills ourselves, we've also now got a virtual unlimited supply of talented developers who focus on that skill. So the final metaphor being, just like in the baseball situation, not every player plays every position. If you want to succeed in the new WordPress ecosystem, you simply need to find the place where you can do the most with the skills that you have. And if you want to learn how to play the other positions, great. Learn how to do so. But it's not necessary to play all the positions like we did in the early days because there's plenty of things to do and plenty of ways to make money, if that's your goal, by learning one or more specific skills. So my takeaway from today is I'm excited about the shakeup in WordPress. I'm particularly excited about how the enterprise space is opening up finally, because now we've got some course tools, an enormous array of talented individuals, and we've got some kind of starting to become more organized and more consolidated array of plugins and themes that are all cooperating for a common purpose versus the sort of scattershot, it's just a gigantic build what you want kind of an environment. And for me, the nostalgia is something that I can go back and look at my photo albums and have good thoughts about, but I would much rather be in a place where we're all moving forward like things are today than to continue to sit there and talk about the good old days while we're really going nowhere. Maybe you feel the same way. I'd love to hear your thoughts about this in the comments, and that way we can come back with a response in the next WP Minute. I'll see you on that episode.
Thank you, Spencer. Thank you, dear listener. If you want to support the show, head on over to buymeacoffee.com/Matt Report. That's buymeacoffee.com/Matt Report. Support independent media like this, $5, $10, $100, or $79 for the year to join our private Discord.